With that in mind, we have some very special guests today, and we're very pleased to have with us Dr. Ron Patterson, Murray State University President, who is going to introduce the remainder of his team. Come on up, Dr. Patterson. No stranger to Hopkinsville Christian County. He's been paying any attention to social media traffic and news channels in traditional sense. He has been to Hopkinsville. I've lost count, so I was going to try to keep count, and that is such a blessing to know that the President of Murray State has put Hopkinsville Christian County in southwestern Kentucky firmly on his map as a priority. So, Dr. Patterson, welcome to the SWK board. We're glad to have you.
Thank you all for being here. Excited, again, to make another trip back to Hoptown. I want to give kudos to my colleague, President at Hopkinsville Community College, for coming and being a part of this discussion as well. And so, we're partners in this endeavor, and I don't mind saying that publicly, and we continue to work behind the scenes to make sure that we can serve your community, our community, Murray State University well. I do want to introduce a few people that are with me today. I will start with Mr. Dan Lavitt, Executive Director of CARES, our Central Center for Adult Regional Education. Obviously, we have a building and facility right here in your community as well. Our director, Shannon Slate, which many of you know as well, and then my assistant vice president, Dr. Tina Bernard, for advancement. She tagged along with me today. She will have a part in this discussion as well. And as good leaders do, we delegate, right? And so today will be really a conversation. We want to hear from you and how we can better serve you as well. Please note, Murray State University is not just located in Murray, Kentucky. It's in Hopkinsville, right? And so I take this very seriously and very personal in that we want to continue to be great partners, great stewards of our relationships, and we want to see how we can further strengthen the partnerships and collaboration that we do have. Shannon will talk about our degree programs here very shortly, but I do want to share just, again, some things that we're trying to do as it relates to this partnership. We're trying to align ourselves better, both with Community College and Murray State University, along with the local school district, not just here in Christian County High School, but also with our partner at Trigg County as well. And we've had conversations too, and we'll continue to dialogue and try to move those opportunities forward as well. Our focus is really to develop, retain, and again, upskill professional workforce, and I know that's your goal as well. And we're here as partners to help in that endeavor. We want to walk alongside you through that journey. We do not want to lead. What I mean by that is we have to be willing to listen and provide what the resources you need to support your community, to continue to elevate and enhance this community that we love. And then we want to help support business recruitment and expansion as well. We want to graduate students that are workforce ready, that are prepared to step into their roles day one and serve our community well. But not only serve, we want them to be leaders, right? We want them to be on boards like this and have opportunities to give back and serve in their communities as well. So that's why we're here. And I hope you understand that we're true collaborators and partners in this enterprise. I do want to call on Shannon to talk about workforce readiness programs and how we can continue to talk about pipelines as we continue to move forward.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. I see a lot of familiar and friendly faces. So we have a variety of programs that are paired well with HCC's associate degrees to put forward work-ready individuals into your industries and companies. So on the first one, you'll see our applied engineering pathway. That was formerly named the Manufacturing Engineering Technology degree. It's the same program, they just rebranded it. There's a few course changes in there, but overall it's the same. On the back of that flyer, you'll find a handy-dandy guide to where on the left-hand side are the courses that they complete at a KCTCS school. So that's any of those community colleges in your community. And then on the right-hand side is their coursework that they'll complete at Murray State. So I'm trying to give them an outline. I'm a big picture kind of girl. So what they take on the community college level and then what they take at the Murray State level. So the cybersecurity and logistics flyers mirror that format. So Engineering part, that is our main program in the engineering field, is the applied engineering, industrial engineering, that kind of wavelength. Then up next, you have the cybersecurity certificate. So if you have employees that don't want to go full scale into a bachelor's degree, we have two certificate programs that kind of fit this realm of economic development, and that is cybersecurity and logistics and supply chain management. So the cybersecurity certificate is 12 to 15 hours. But it kind of dips their toes into a little bit inch deep, mile wide kind of perspective of cybersecurity and gives them that certificate on their resume. It has the different areas it covers there. And then moving forward, there's actually the full-scale degree in cybersecurity if they want to continue into that pathway. The certificate program is nice for them to kind of experiment, dip their toes in the water. If they like it, then they can go full-scale into the bachelor's degree program. Next, you have logistics certificate, same thing, 15 credit hours, lets them dip their toes in like quality management type of thing, and they can get that certificate under their belt, and then if they like it, they can keep going. And then they can get their associates from a KCTCS institution, and then get their bachelor's degree from Murray State. And then lastly, if you already have employees that are with their bachelor's degree, but they're looking to move up or level up or add another thing to their resume, we have a master's program in OSH, so occupational safety and health. And so if you're looking for those type of individuals who may already work within your industry, but you are looking for them to move into that field, then they can come get a graduate degree with us as well. All of these programs on the Murray State side can be completed online. And so if they're working for you full time during the day, they can go to school with us on their own time and finish up their bachelor's degree. The associate's degree, that most of the time can be completed online. There might be some classes they'd rather have in person, but they can get those at the KCTCS institution in their hometown. And then I think that concludes. Last up, it's the business degree. So if you have just general business administration, office personnel, that kind of thing, then they can get their business admin degree. And within that degree, they can specialize in HR, finance, or accounting with their electives. Or they can just do general business admin. That flyer runs the same format with community college on the left and then Murray State on the right. And then my business part is uniquely attached at the top. So if you have any questions about those, or if you would like me to kind of set up and recruit at your industry, I do not mind to bring the show to you. And so I can set up in your break room or wherever to talk to your employees about their future opportunities. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shannon. And so you have that material in front of you. I do want you to kind of read through it very quickly, but also, again, we want to have this to be a very collaborative and listening process and discussion today. And just immediately, are there initial thoughts about alignment, right? Do these programs meet and or exceed your needs? If not, we need to have a deeper conversation about what do we need to provide and assist you with in this community. And so as you look through that document or those documents, please provide that feedback to us. We're happy to hear that today. If you have some immediate feedback for us, we're here to take notes and take back to campus and work with Shannon and Dan as relates to providing, again, the necessary upskilling opportunities through either bachelor's degree, certificates, micro-credentialing badges to, again, help you elevate your workforce. Any thoughts initially? Are we on the right path with those academic programs? So far, Scott.
Yes.
Head nods.
Head nods, maybe.
Good.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
How large is the School of Engineering?
Right now, enrollment-wise, I think our third or fourth largest program on our campus. So there's room to grow there, obviously. Right now we have aerospace, mechanical engineering, applied, civil
engineering,
and engineering physics. Mm-hmm. We did meet with a group of individuals at Pima a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
When I was in town, and I think chemical came up. And so we'll have a conversation on our campus about what that looks like with Dr. Jamie Rogers, if that's something we need to further explore, and get him in front of some people as well.
Dr. Patterson, I would acknowledge we work closely with Dr. Rogers and his team.
Yes.
We often will engage in our process if it's proper and appropriate to do so. But the chemical discussion is really a bracket, organically, it's kind of more natural here because you've had more chemical companies shoot this region.
Sure.
Not just southwest Kentucky, but you think about Calvert City in that area.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you are considering chemical engineering as well?
We're having entry-level conversations.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to make sure that the demand is there to allow us to move in that direction before we dedicate any resources. And so, Dr. Rogers and some of us, we may be back in this community to have that deeper conversation. Great question.
That could probably get tied in too with like process technology.
Absolutely.
For the wage technician as well.
Perfect.
We have a very strong chemistry program. I know firsthand, my daughter just graduated in chemistry from Murray State in December, chemistry and physics. And she took several engineering courses as part of her degree because it's her interest area as well. So I do feel like there's some good potential there.
The other thing that I want to provide an opportunity for Dr. Bernat to shed some light on, though, but I do want to hear from you all, are where are opportunities for us to provide internships, direct access to our students. So I do want to take advantage of that today and ask you that question as well. How can we connect our students with you? And the sooner we can do that, the better. But also, we would love for you to come to our campus. Talk to our students in the classrooms, in the labs, see them kind of where they are in their spaces as well. And so any thought to that? Is there a great show of hands of who we can connect with job opportunities, internships? Are there others?
So this audience would actually like me to be more, and I will speak for them, but these organizations and businesses, you'd have some financial, and I've got some utility, so maybe a little less about the engineering piece of it, although some utilities obviously could. So it would be a different set of potential internship opportunities there, maybe in business administration, marketing, that type of thing.
And OSHA as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Potentially.
Absolutely.
Can I ask a question, Dr. Patterson? Have you ever thought about having kind of what I'm going to call an internship job fair? Like maybe if we could bring some of our industries down and kids from all different areas that are interested in internships, if I could get in contact with industries that are interested in having interns, bring them to your place and kind of have a little kind of mini like or a job fair type for internships.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can definitely work with that.
Okay.
Everybody needs to know that when Tony has a good idea, he gets to go home for it.
Yeah, our general career fairs, also there are a lot of companies that come because students are looking for internships. They want that more than anything. They want them starting their first summer between their freshman and sophomore year. And they have skills to bring to the table even early on in their college career because they have done so well with dual credit. They've done so well in their high school years. They are ready. They want that opportunity. And whether that's a week long where they just get to come and shadow and you can try them out. We used to have a grant program called Test Drive Eraser. It was a fabulous program. It let us get our students out into the region and economic development and all different areas. And unfortunately, the grant went away, but the idea is still here. And we would love to get our students out to come and see what you're doing. They can help on micro levels. If you have a very small project and you don't have enough bandwidth with your employees, that's a perfect opportunity for them to come. And they can chime in online via Zoom, or you know, they can come in person. You can email them tasks to do. We have a lot of micro internships that students are doing just to get a little bit of practice. And oftentimes, they can use that in courses that they have. So they're getting homework done while they're supporting you in your business or your organization. So that's an awesome opportunity as well.
I also want to use this time to, again, engage my colleague at HCC and talk about are there additional pipelines that we can be considering as well. I know we're working hand-in-hand as it relates to space in the building that we currently occupy. because we want to make sure that you have direct access to those students as well through the Racer Academy approach and dual credit. But are there other academic pipelines that we need to be considering?
Sure, we are. Let me just start by saying we are appreciative of our partnership, and we really appreciate your leadership. Since you have come in, we have been able to be approved to offer classes at the regional campus, and we appreciate that. We also signed an MOU that we're sharing an education instructor so that that pipeline can take place in a smooth transition there. But you and I have also had conversations about other possible shared faculty opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful for that, because in this day and age when resources are somewhat limited, pooling our resources will be the way we're going to make it through this.
Absolutely.
To serve our communities. So we appreciate your openness, your willingness, and we appreciate your partnership. So yes, we are always looking, one of the areas that we're strongly wanting to strengthen is the ag pathway. And so we've been in discussions about that. And you know, as we're continuing to talk about the engineering piece, we want to jump on board with that as well. Any and every area that we can partner, that's what we're wanting to do.
Fantastic. And another conversation, well, in the same conversation, we talked about having direct pathways for as many programs that you offer, having one-to-ones.
Yes.
So that students, no matter when they start, they can have, again, direct access and transferability to Murray State University, real time, mm-hmm. without taking additional courses to meet requirements, so they can get in and out very quickly.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed. And we'll continue to be partners in that enterprise and conversation as well.
I'd just like to give kudos to Shannon and Dan as well. Just have been great to work with.
Fantastic.
And always there when we need them, so we appreciate that.
Awesome. Dr. Bernard, you want to continue the conversation on internships and
absolutely. So we not only want to serve in every way that we can at every educational level, from internships all the way up to master's degrees and everywhere in between. But there are a lot of people, potential students in your community that want to better themselves. They want to pursue educational opportunities, but they can't do that without scholarship support. And so our team this year has launched a new scholarship fund. Carter Hendricks was a part of that conversation. We appreciate that very much. So far, we've just raised $3,000. Our goal is to raise $10,000 by the end of the summer so that we can get more people enrolled, more folks who want to better themselves and to get an education. Perhaps they want to work in that 2+2 environment. Perhaps they want to get into education, business, other kinds of fields here, right, in Christian County. And they can do that by working with our Hopkinsville campus. They can do that while they're working. So it is not something that, they have to stop working. They can continue to be productive and improve themselves and earn these credentials. So I brought some letters with you today that share a little bit about that story and how we want to help some folks this fall get enrolled and get over those barriers that they have in their lives where they cannot afford to do something, and we want to help them. So so I brought some of those today for you to take a look at and take with you if you might have an interest in supporting education in that way.
Absolutely, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And you all know this as well. Scholarships are the access, right? An opportunity for students. I was a first-generation college student. Scholarships allowed me to be standing before you today. And so as much as you can spread the word and help us out regarding this scholarship opportunity to help us help the students here and individuals who want to continue to pursue their dreams. Again, $10,000, we should have had this wrapped up a long time ago, but we're giving ourselves to the end of the summer to get this done. So please help us spread the word to raise this money to get this scholarship taken care of as quickly as we possibly can. Go ahead, Shannon.
And I just want to make note, this scholarship fund is directly to support Hopkinsville
yes,
students.
Yes, money stays
It stays in
your community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So 100%.
Yes. It doesn't go to any other regional campus. It's strictly for Hopkinsville regional campus students.
Absolutely.
So the money staying local, so that our time and talent can stay local instead of going elsewhere. And just a, you know, kind of anecdote behind that scholarship fund and how it came about is majority of the students that we have at our campus are non-traditional in the sense that they work full-time, they're parents, they have children at home, and so the barriers that they were having to overcome weren't huge, but it was enough to make them second guess that they should return to school. So if after, we have beautiful scholarships and transfer scholarships, Murray State Promise, but what's left after that is around like $800 sometimes, oftentimes. It's less than $1,000 typically, and so $10,000 in scholarship world is really not as much as we usually think, but that can mean a lot to a lot of students here in Hawkinsville because they don't want to pay out of pocket that $875 or that $600 or that $375, or, and so this scholarship can be the difference in them reconsidering returning to school or taking out student loans, which are also a downhill slope sometimes for some. So just want to make a note that money stays local to our campus, to our community, and $10,000 can go a long way because it can help a lot of students who are just trying to cross that finish line.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Dr. Bernard. Yes.
I just want to give a shout out to your Hudson School of Ag.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm a graduate there. I taught in high school ag, and they have been very supportive of all of our schools or ag departments or FFA programs, and they have continually, for decades, supported, shared, provided scholarships and other things for students. And I wish, just my observation of the other colleges at Murray, that they were all as active as the Ag College was.
I, as the president, do too. So we're working on that as well. We do have some leaders and rock stars that are starting to reveal themselves to me within the other academic areas and colleges and schools, and so we'll be calling on them to help us continue to, again, spread wide. Help us serve our Western Kentucky region as best we can. And I'm modeling that, right? You got to be visible in the community, you got to help, and you got to listen.
I'll echo that. As mayor, a graduate of that program at Murray State, and very proud of that heritage. We've got a son there now about to finish up. So, you know, not only from the agricultural side, you know, Arthur and I couldn't find a job in ag. Ags when we went to public service. So, I'd be surprised how many agricultural students from Murray State are truly valuable parts of our community, not only throughout Cushing County, throughout the region, and part of the nation.
I would agree. And we're very excited about, again, being able to launch a new DVM, Dr. Veterinary Medical Sciences degree, but also breaking ground on the new veterinary sciences building. So that'll be ready to occupy in fall of 28. So a lot of great things going on in the world of ag and veterinary medicine on our campus. Very excited about that. And being a leader as well. And being not only in the state of Kentucky. It's pretty cool. As we talk about ag and everything else, pipelines, we haven't talked about teacher education much, but when we talk about upskilling for your workforce, what are the skills are you looking for? Personal skills, soft skills, hard skills.
What we hear more significantly, and Tony and Sharon can kind of echo or disagree if you think I'm wrong, certainly on the soft skill that continues to be, so the more we got with those skills, but that, not that that would be the institution of higher education's primary responsibility, but that's certainly still things that we hear. But really it's just the move to automation, the mechatronics, maintenance tech. The engineering, that's why we really want to talk more about engineering with you more recently. You know, there's a high demand for engineering in this broader region over the next 5 to 10 years, strong projection. So we continue to see more of those opportunities. But on the surface, I'd say those are big, and then with chemicals starting to really emerge in the conversation in this region as well.
Fantastic. Anybody have anything else to add to that?
You talk about skills for the students.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say willingness to learn and adapt and know that what they're doing now is not what they're going to be doing in the future. And
very true.
Be really always progressing and look forward and not. Don't get stuck in a rut.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't get stuck in a rut because AI is coming on in the morning. We have some out there now looking at AI with the city part of it, what it's going to be looking for in the future on that, how we're going with that.
Now, we are addressing the artificial intelligence component on our campus. We put together a committee to help us review, evaluate, and assess. How do we manage, monitor, incorporate in a setting of higher learning at Murray State University? And so we're continuing to have ongoing dialogue with regards to AI. But then you got to again take it a step further in terms of how it's applicable into the setting, work setting. But also how you use it personally, right? And how you use it to communicate with people or not. And so we're considering all of those things as we're preparing and educating our students as well. It's too important, too valuable.
Our bachelor's degree has been approved by the Council of Secondary Education.
And what Dr. Bernard has mentioned, we set forth on a journey of having a Bachelor of Science in AI approved, and that was approved by the state, and so we'll start recruiting for that degree this fall and going forward. So again, trying to be a leader. There'll be we're one of two universities in the Commonwealth that will be offering that degree. It's us and the University of Kentucky. So we're trying to beat them to the market. Don't mind saying that. As quickly as we can. Just some outcomes I want to share with you that are very important to us in terms of proven workforce outcomes at Murray State. Again, I mentioned earlier that we want to graduate students that are prepared and qualified to step into these roles that you all provide them within your respective communities. 92% of our graduates that are employed or graduate or headed to graduate school within 6 months after graduation, okay, 92%. And so that speaks to, again, students having opportunities early on, but also getting jobs immediately after graduation. So we're going to continue to try to work towards maintaining that 2%, or that 92%, but also improving it as well. And that's where you all play a vital role in allowing us to expose our students to you early and often within their academic journey. The economic impact, many of you have heard this before, but I don't mind sharing it again. In terms of Murray State's impact across Kentucky, $633 million annually, 6,000 plus jobs supported as well. And then again, we have strong alumni base, about 42,000 individuals that reside here in the Commonwealth. By show of hands, how many are alums? Speaks volumes, right? So again, we don't want to continue to have a strong presence in Western Kentucky, but also across the Commonwealth and the region. We want to educate a workforce that drives economic growth and impact as well. We want them to live, work, study, play in Kentucky as much and as often as we can. I want to finish up here and then allow you all some time to ask some additional questions if you have any, again, about partnership opportunities. I continue to come back to your community for a reason. Okay? I want you to know that I'm willing to shake your hand. I'm willing to sit at the table and have a conversation about how we can serve you. And so we'll continue to do that. As long as I'm your president, I will continue to make that drive to Hopkinsville here. I love the food here. I love the people. And I'm a big guy, so I like to eat. But at the same time, we do want to make sure that we're serving you well and that we want you to know that we're your university as well. Okay? The only thing that separates us is 56 miles. That's it. But we're here, and we want you to know that we're here for you as well. And so when it comes to academic programs, micro-credentialing, certificates, we're here to meet your needs. We will partner with our local community college, Dr. Young. It's been a tremendous asset to us and will continue to be. And we will work together in terms of how we serve you all well. But you got to tell us. Because we don't want to be operating in a vacuum. We want to make sure that this is true collaboration and partnership as it relates to providing and answering the workforce needs here at Murray Community. Last thing, I want to turn it over to Dr. Bernard to talk about workforce gaps and if there's opportunities there to explore. And then again, we'll open it up for Q&A if you have any questions, Carter. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you, sir, so much. Absolutely. So are there hiring projections that you're looking at? And everything is changing really quickly. The future of work, we just don't know what that looks like. Somebody mentioned being adaptable, being flexible. I think that's really important, and our graduates actually are ready to do that. And so what are student internships? And so just remember that we can connect. I can leave some of my business cards here. I can connect you on campus directly to faculty. I can connect you to our career services office, who have a wonderful online platform that's very easy to use. Your organization can sign up for it. You can get alerts when students are looking for something. You can provide updates if you are looking for a student or a graduate. And we continue to work with our graduates even after they're off campus and gone. So they can access that platform regardless if they're still in school or not. So if you're looking for someone, it's a great way to connect, and we can help you with some good solutions. So I'll leave my business cards along with some of these scholarship handouts as well. And just a reminder that we can provide training partnerships. Again, talent pipeline is critical, and those internship placements are critical. You get to try out a student, and if you like them and you want them to stay after graduation, I know they would be happy for that opportunity. A lot of our students find their future jobs through their internship opportunities. So any other questions for us? Any of us here today?
Questions? Dr. Patterson, you mentioned something about teacher education.
Yes.
Where does Murray State, what is Murray State's role? I know some of the programming is available, but right now, the teacher shortage.
Absolutely.
Where does Murray State
fit
in that?
Well, in 1922, we were founded as a normal school.
As
continues to be a central component and tenet of Murray State University, and that has not changed. What we're experiencing right now is we have young individuals who are not interested in teaching. And I think my colleague would agree with me. And so we have to figure out ways to not really necessarily make it more attractive, but it has to appeal to their heart, right, the core. Because I believe it's a calling. My wife is a school teacher, and I know it's a calling, because I did not go that route. and so we have to figure out, working with our superintendents, our principals, of how can we appeal to, I think we need to tap into that group early on in freshman, sophomore year, and create teacher education pathways or pipelines where we expose them to an introduction to education, something to allow them to fall back in love with teaching. And I think you would agree with me, that's where our issue is. We don't have enough large number of individuals, youth, interested in becoming teachers. And so the ones that are interested in, you're talking about over 18 county region, it's highly competitive for the individuals that are coming out.
Right.
And so it's putting them in a position where they're having to probably extend budgetarily to just to try to recruit person A to their school district. And then we're already in a shortage. And so it's a conundrum of problems, both on the bottom end of recruitment, but also on the back end of the number of graduates that are not coming out of the program.
Yes, so something we're doing in our Hawkinsville campus is our education coordinator just recently talked to the Gateway Academy's teaching and learning pathway, where she's preparing to do that next week, actually. So we're trying to capture, like you said, the seniors who are getting ready to graduate and go into those education programs, whether they stay local at HCC or whether they decide to go ahead and go to Murray State. So we're trying to provide the pathway in the most direct route as possible to say, you know, here's what we can do for you, here's what teaching can do for you, here's what, and be honest and real about what that career looks like in the beginning, middle, and end. And so, and then the shared position, so Dr. Kelly Groves, she is the coordinator of education over there at HCC, so she can advise them from start to finish at HCC, and then make sure it's a seamless transfer to Murray State so they can finish without having to go back and repeat classwork, so they can get the right basics they need for the entry into the teacher education program at Murray State. And then locally, the Rotary program is the Rotary Impact Education Scholarship, where Rotary will pay for all 4 years as long as they, is that standard teach for how many years? Four? Yeah, so as long as they get to teach for 4 years, this is for Christian County. Anyways, and Rotary and other counties may have similar deals, but they agree to teach for 4 years, then their school's paid for. So trying to make it incentivized and real for them that it's a viable career pathway. And then,
well, I just want to say at the state level, we have to do a better job as administrators
and as leaders, both House and Senate, in terms of rededicating funds for pay. That's another, it really is. I mean, when you look at the dollar amount that's right in front of you for applied engineering, 70, 80K,
right.
You put that to the average of 36. I think that's the number that I saw a year ago, probably last fall, 36K. It's almost twice the amount.
Yeah.
And these are individuals that are having great impact, not only in the school system, but also our communities. As these individuals, well, they serve on boards, they teach, not only do they teach, they coach.
Yes.
Right? Multiple sports, sometimes they drive a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go on and on.
Right.
The amount of, they give back to the community. And sometimes the pay is a little bit, I would say a lot, has to do with that starting pay.
Sure.
Outside of the traditional route, another program that helps feed the teacher talent pipeline is our integrated studies. So majority of my integrated study students, which that's our degree completion program, but they have a field of study in education, and we put them in as many education classes as we can, viable, not in teacher ed, but as much as we can, and then they graduate and they do option six.
Mm-hmm.
So majority of my integrated study students graduating this spring are going directly back into the school system with jobs, and they'll do their option six while they're employed.
That's a good stopgap for if we're not producing enough young teachers. If you have paraprofessionals who have 60 plus credit hours, that's a good way to get them.
Yeah, grow your own type deal.
Yes, certificate.
Yeah. I think one's going to trade.
Any other questions, thoughts, comments?
Let's give them a big round of applause first.